Hello, everyone. This is the CircuitPython bi-weekly meeting, sometimes weekly, but right now bi-weekly, for Monday, September 22nd, 2025. It's the time of the week when we get together to talk about all things CircuitPython. I'm Dan, and I'm sponsored by Adafruit to work on CircuitPython. CircuitPython is a version of Python designed to run on tiny computers called microcontrollers. CircuitPython development is primarily sponsored by Adafruit, so if you want to support Adafruit and CircuitPython, consider purchasing hardware from adafruit.com. This meeting is hosted on the Adafruit Discord server, which you can join anytime by going to adafru.it/discord, and there's a subscription link for the server there. We hold the meeting in the CircuitPython Dev Text channel and the CircuitPython Voice channel. This meeting typically happens on Mondays at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time, except when it coincides with the U.S. holiday. There's a notes document that goes with this meeting, and in the document there's a link to a calendar you can view online or add to your favorite calendar app. We also send notifications about upcoming meetings via Discord. So if you'd like to receive these notifications, you can ask us in Discord to add you to the @CircuitPythonistas Discord role. As I mentioned, there's a document that goes with the meeting. The idea is that we post a link to this meeting, and then you can contribute to this document before the meeting. The final notes document includes timestamps to go along with the video, so you can use the doc to skip around and view the parts of the video that interest you most. The meeting tends to run 30 to 60 minutes. After each meeting, we post a link for the next meeting's notes documents to the CircuitPython Dev channel on the Adafruit Discord. Check the pinned messages to find the latest notes doc so you can add your notes for the following meeting. If you wish to participate but cannot attend, you can leave hug reports and status updates in the document for us to read during the meeting. This meeting is held in 5 parts. I'll go over each part as we come to it, just to save time right now. So our first part of the meeting is community news. I'll take a timestamp in the notes doc and go ahead with that. These items come from our weekly Python and microcontrollers newsletter, which goes out via email on Monday mornings. And I'll tell you more about that at the end of this section. And since we're doing bi-weekly meetings at the moment, because we're shorthanded, this includes interesting items from the last 2 weeks of the newsletter, not just the last week. So the first item I've got here is that CircuitPython 9.2.9 was released. It's the latest bug fix revision of CircuitPython, and it's a new stable release. There are links in the notes doc to the announcement on the Adafruit blog, and there are pointers to the release notes. And this was a small release. The main thing it does is that it fixes some network crashes on PicoW, which was a regression since version 9.2.5. Next item we've got was the project of the week for the 2 weeks previous. It's Space Invaders, written in CircuitPython, running on a Hub 75 LED matrix, which reminds me of things of old. So if you'd like to take a look at that or try out the project, look at the links. It's really nice. Next up, we've got a notification that River Wang, who's been working on an online IDE for CircuitPython, released version 2.2 of that IDE, and it includes a library management tool, which sounds really useful, so that you could use CircUp, instead of using CircUp, or manually adding libraries to your board, you could use the online IDE. Sounds great. All right. Next up is a note that OpenAI has released GPT-5 codecs, which is an improved AI model, especially designed for coding. So it's for software engineers, and it features autonomous code review and software flaw detection and multi-platform integration. It operates in a secure sandbox and includes safeguards due to its high capability and sensitive domains. And there's some links to news articles about this. I do not know if it showed up in any coding tools yet, but probably the answer to that is yes. Okay. Next item is another project of the week, for this week, which is a Z machine emulator written in CircuitPython. This runs games that use the Z machine format, such as Zork, a very popular text-based game, and now runs on the Adafruit Fruit Jam and within Fruit Jam OS. So try it out. You can play Zork now on your Adafruit Fruit Jam, which is terrific. All right. So where do all these items come from? As I mentioned, they come from the weekly Python for Microcontrollers newsletter. Anne is the person who puts this newsletter together each week and would welcome contributions and pointers to things that look interesting. So consider contributing any such things to the newsletter, either by yourself or something you've seen. You can email cpnews@adafruit.com. You can tag us with the hashtag CircuitPython or tag @nengineer on BlueSky, on Mastodon, or X. Or you could open a PR on GitHub in the CircuitPython weekly newsletter repository. Any of those things are fine. We accept all of them. And that is now it for the community news section. And we'll move on to the state of CircuitPython, the libraries, and Blinka. And I'll take another timestamp. So this section is a quantitative overview of the entire CircuitPython project. It gives us a chance to look at the health of the project, separate from our own set personal status updates. We'll talk about the project overall and then separately discuss the CircuitPython core, CircuitPython libraries, and Blinka. So first up, overall, in the past 2 weeks, and again, I'm doing this for 2 weeks, so combined statistics from 2 weeks manually from two previous reports. In the past 2 weeks, we've had 21 pull requests merged by 10 authors. A couple of authors I don't remember seeing before are Ultra Whip F and Anuj Deshpande. If you've been there before, thank you for coming back. Otherwise, thank you for your first contributions. And those 21 pull requests were were reviewed by 6 reviewers, thanks to those folks. And also in the past 2 weeks, there were 17 issues closed and 16 open, which seems pretty stable to me. So now the next section is about, more specifically, the CircuitPython core. And I'll read that. So in the past 2 weeks, there were 9 pull requests merged by 4 authors with 4 reviewers. There are now 26 open pull requests. We'd like to get that down below 25 so it fits on one page in GitHub, but that's okay. There were 8 issues closed and 6 opened, so that's a little bit of an improvement. Right now, there are 803 open issues. They're grouped into milestones, which help us keep track of what's most important at the current time. So right now there are 3 open issues for 10.0.0. That's for the upcoming CircuitPython 10.0.0 release. When that number of issues there goes to 0, then we do a release candidate. There are 4 open issues for 10.0.x, things that we'd like to fix really soon after 10.0, but we don't feel that we need to fix right away. There are 77 open issues for 10.xx. Those are things that we'd like to fix sometime during the 10xx lifetime. And there are 7 issues that we've deferred to doing to 11.0.0. Sometimes because they're just major things we don't want to do right now, or because we can't do them because, for instance, they might introduce incompatibilities. So there are 16 issues having to do with libraries, 658 long-term issues, which are interesting but may or may not get fixed in the long run, we'll see, and various other miscellaneous milestones. And now that we've finished with the core, we'll move on to discussions about a discussion of the progress in libraries in the past 2 weeks. And Tim, are you available for that?
Yeah. First, thanks, Dan. This section does cover all the CircuitPython libraries. They are split into two bundles, the Adafruit Library Bundle, which currently has 374 different libraries in it, and the Community Library Bundle, which currently has 169 libraries in it, for a total of 534 altogether different libraries that support CircuitPython. Over the past couple of weeks, we had 12 pull requests merged from 6 different authors. The names that stuck out to my eye as newer or less frequent are, I think, the same ones that Dan mentioned before, Ultra WIPF and Anuj Deshpanda. So thanks to them, as well as our other more frequently contributing folks whose names pop up here from week to week more often. We had 5 reviewers as well. Of the pull requests that were merged, they were pretty much all on the brand new side. The oldest one, it looks like, was 9 days, and the newest ones were all 1 day old. That leaves us currently with 58 open pull requests. The oldest one is a draft out there at 31 days, and the newest one right now is 2 days old. Over the past couple of weeks, we had 8 issues closed, with 8 new issues opened up as well, and there are currently 743 open issues across all of the Adafruit libraries, and there are only 2 right now that are labeled as good first issues, which you'd be able to find listed over at circuitpython.org/contributing, which is a website where you should head if you are interested in getting involved with the CircuitPython project. When you first open up that page, you're going to see a list of PRs that are links to GitHub. These are waiting for a person to review or propose change, which is typically the first thing that we point new folks towards who want to get involved. So you can look through that list at circuitpython.org/contributing, find a PR that is for a library that you either are interested in or have the hardware for, click through to GitHub, look over the code for spelling, syntax, logic, anything like that. If you do have the hardware, go ahead and test it out, and then leave a comment on GitHub letting us know what you found when you looked over the code, and if you were able to test it out, how that went, and like what device you use, what version of CircuitPython and everything. Once you get comfortable with that process, if you would like to get leveled up to be on the official review team on GitHub, we can work with you to make that happen. Or if you would like to start contributing your own proposed changes, you can also get started with that from the same page, circuitpython.org/contributing. Along the top, if you click over to the issues section, you'll be taken to a page that looks very similar. It's a list of links over to GitHub, but these ones represent issues. There is no proposed change yet, so these are waiting for a person to come along and actually propose a change that will fix the issue. Typically, this is either resolving a bug or adding a new feature or some functionality or something like that. So you can, again, kind of take a look through that list, find something that is interesting to you or that you've got the hardware for. Again, having the hardware for submitting actual changes is going to be really good because you want to be able to test those changes. So it is best if you have the hardware to test on. You can read about the issue on GitHub and then submit a PR with the solution to it. We do have a guide for contributing to CircuitPython using Git and GitHub. We also have folks who are around on the Discord who are more than happy to help you get spun up. So if you are trying to contribute, whether that is submitting a PR or you're trying to review an existing PR, if you're having trouble with any part of the process, whether it's GitHub or pre-commit or any of the actions checks or anything like that, just come say hi, let us know what you're up to on Discord. We would love to help you out. In terms of new libraries, over the past couple of weeks, we've got the UC8179 is an e-ink driver, and then over in the community bundle, we have a new USB host gamepad driver, and there are a number of updated libraries as well, which are here in the notes doc if anyone wants to see them. And that's what we've got for libraries. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Tim. All right. Final section in this State of CircuitPython section is Blinka. Blinka is a compatibility layer for CircuitPython that runs on single board computers like Raspberry Pi. So using Blinka, you can write code in CircuitPython, but it actually runs under regular Python, under CPython, and emulates the hardware support that CircuitPython provides. So over the past 2 weeks, there weren't any pull requests merged. There are 14 open pull requests right now. There was one issue closed and two opened over the past 2 weeks, and there are now 132 open issues, and we've got 165 boards supported by Blinka, single board computers, and related stuff. So that's it for the Blinka section. All right, our next major section is Hug Reports. It's a chance to highlight folks in the CircuitPython community and beyond for doing awesome things. So I'll start, and then we'll go down the list of Hug Reports alphabetically. If you are text only or are missing the meeting, I'll read your notes when I get to them in the list. So first of all, I'd like to thank Scott for several meetings we had over the past 2 weeks about the current issues list and about how to debug specific things that are still on that list. We had a bunch of fruitful conversations about that. Next, I'd like to thank Sam Blenny and Scott for working on the USB host DMA issues. That is solved. I just merged it a few minutes ago. And also, I'd like to thank Tim, Retired Wizard, Relic SE, and Mikey Sklar, who've done a lot of work on Fruit Jam libraries over the past 2 weeks. There are several such libraries, and they've been cleaned up and fixed, and they're in quite good shape right now, I'd say. There's more to do, but they're good. All right. Next up, I'll read Anecdata's contribution. Thanks to Dan H. for deep dives and fixes on PIO pin usage and Raspberry Pi socket issues. That means web network sockets. And next up is Tim.
All right. I have Hug Reports this week. Echoing what Dan mentioned, thanks to Retired Wizard, Relic SE, and Mikey Sklar for improvements across several different Fruit Jam OS-related repos and applications. Thanks to you, Dan, for review and some good suggestions on the USB host mouse PR that I have open. Thank you to community member Dan Cogliano for the really cool Z Machine project that they shared for the Fruit Jam. I thought that was really cool. Thanks to them for creating that and putting it out into the world. And a group hug for everyone in the community. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Next up, I'll read two more. Sam Blenny, thanks, Scott, and me and Retired Wizard for helping out with the USB host stuff that they've been working on over the past several weeks. And finally, from Scott Tanute, we've got thanks to Sam Blenny and Retired Wizard for testing the USB host PSRAM fix, and thanks to Derek D for working with me on supporting the latest ESP chips. All right. Our next section is status updates. If I can type. There we go. Status updates is our time to tell folks what we're up to individually. I'll start, and we'll go through the list of updates alphabetically as before. When I call you on you, you can take a couple of minutes to talk about what you've been doing since the last meeting and what you'll be doing until the next meeting. And if there's any discussion that becomes too long for status updates, we can move it to the in the weeds section. So first, as I said, I'll start. So in the past, not this past week, but the week before, I released CircuitPython 9.2.9 on specific request by somebody who needed a fix to make PicoWs more stable. And specifically, this person was saying that they'd really like a stable release because this was going to be distributed on like 100 boards to places that didn't have any internet access. So that was a pretty good reason for asking for a stable release. So I did such a release. As I mentioned, I've triaged the 10.0.0 issues milestone with Scott. We pushed a few issues forward, closed a few issues, and discussed how to fix some of them. And then finally, in the past couple of weeks, I've been almost exclusively fixing bugs for 10.0.0, You're now down to the USB host. When I wrote this, we were down to a USB host problem, which is now fixed and I think has been closed. And the only thing remaining are some issues with USB SD card presentation and auto mount. And we have at least a workaround, or a let's not do this right now, for some of those issues. So I think it's looking like we're going to have a 10.0.0 release candidate pretty soon. And next up, we can hear from Tim.
All right, thanks, Dan. Last week, or the week before, actually, I did some refactoring on the FruitJam library to the volume API that I worked on a couple of weeks back. This was changing it over to use float values between 0 and 1 for the volume instead of 1 to 20. So there's a bit of a wider range that you can work with there, and you can do in between values, of course, as well, decimals. I started on the SPA06003 CircuitPython driver and learn guide. I released and added to the bundle the UC8179 library for e-ink displays. Been reviewing FruitJam OS and application, applications that run inside of FruitJam, PRs across a couple of different libraries. I implemented sensitivity in the USB host mouse library. This came out of one of those FruitJam applications. The Minesweeper one had some sensitivity in there that looked like really useful functionality. So I moved that over into the mouse library so that other apps can make use of it as well. And then I am working on my next guide, which is for experimenting with local LLMs, using them to summarize and interpret environmental sensor data. So this is not CircuitPython specifically, but it's on a Raspberry Pi. It is using Blinka to collect data from an environmental sensor, and then I experimented with different ways to prompt in different formats to send this data to LLMs and tested out different models to see how they do at summarizing it. So that guide should be up this week or next. Keep an eye out for it if you're interested. That's what I've been up to. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Tim. And finally, I've got two people to read. First, Sam Blenny says, mostly discussing possible fixes and testing pull requests for USB host stuff. And that's resolved now, which is great. And then finally, Scott, also known as Tanute, says, synced with Dan on 10.0 debugging priority and techniques. Realized the path forward on USB host PSRAM fixing. Sent out Friday on for testing. And that's now complete. And finally, the goal is to smoke test ESP-IDF 5.5.1 on other Espresso chips besides C6 this week to get a PR for the 10.1 release. So we already have plans for what's going to come after 10.0. And we've got no in the weeds topic today, so we'll just wrap up now. And the only thing to say is, again, we've been doing these meetings every 2 weeks because we've only got three people to do them right now. So the next meeting will be two Mondays from now on October 6th, 2025. So that's it. Anything that anybody else wants to say? If not, I'll say bye, everybody, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. And I'll stop recording.